Hello again, it's all calm still in the community as you wander into the oddest Christmas post-war, methinks. Jet skis, new Manx care, managerial roles, all that stuff keeping our ears pricked. If you're interested in local matters, some are, some aren't. Vaccine versus COVID-19, well, as I speak, no immediate news has filtered down to the GP world. But we do have an educational afternoon this week, perhaps a chance to hear some news. We'll keep you posted. Word of COVID virus mutations on the news, though, from the south of the UK. A little worrying. Labelled SARS-CoV-2020-1201. That's absolutely no surprise, though. Indeed, expected, as immunity from affected hosts, those who have developed symptoms after catching COVID-19, will be just starting to play a role here, too. Virologists will be poring over this information as we learn that there is something occurring in other countries too, and not just parts of Kent and the south of the UK. The outer covering, the spikes on the viral walls, probably now having to slightly alter its chemistry to cope with this bit, sort of changing like a pin code, for example. Flu viruses, of course, do this every year. Flu viruses change, involving a so-called antigen shift. And that, in the past, has led to pandemics. However, this would be a different for a coronavirus in terms of what it can actually achieve structurally, making it completely new. No, that's not likely to happen. Most of these things tend over time, historically anyway, to become less nasty, not more nasty. Well, at least that's how it's usually played out. The number of students returning from across the water, of course, have seemingly had a dose of COVID-19. Might be interesting to see what the figures actually are. Many caught this virus within days or weeks of moving off to university or college. Meantime, GP surgeries are now starting to configure our so-called respiratory clinics. In other words, for those with coughs and colds and the like, who at the moment are still at low levels, thankfully. But as expected, these numbers are going to rise. We have to find a way to manage cases of feverish, coughing, unwell souls, adults and children alike. As the days of just these guys just sitting in a normal surgery are for now over. Remember the usual scenario of all age groups just sitting in the waiting room, coughing, splattering all and sundry. Imagine that during a COVID pandemic. No, it won't be happening. But for those we still need to see, after a simple triage, in other words, all those who know seemingly intrusive questions from reception about travel, contacts and the like, you may be booked into a clinic slot outside other normal surgery times or in a separate bit of the surgery building wherein the doctor or nurse seeing you will be wearing PPE protective stuff. It's all a bit of a concern, though, for all of us any time. But with COVID so readily spread, just a few cases in the community could spell disaster for normal life once more. We'll try and avoid that at all costs. However, you can't let this concern prevent adequate assessment and treatment protocols from being delivered to our patients year in, year out. We have to find some way of doing it. So please bear with us again once more as you try to pick our way through the expected seasonal infection spike and increase, as ever, more news as it arrives in our indres. Till next week, cheerio.